Gosh, you've already produced a PowerPoint presentation.
I think it's already on, actually. What are the next thing, Mark? Like?
Maybe your inputs.
Sorry. Oh, okay. You have to. Have you done that?
I've put it in the back, but.
Yeah, you have to function.
Yep, it's got out.
Okay, right. And it will.
It's doing something. Yes, there we go.
Okay. Right. Well, this is the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're going to be doing over the next 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm the project manager.
Great.
Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
And I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing expert.
I'm Craig and I'm user interface.
Great. Okay. So we're designing a new remote control, and oh, I have to record who's here actually. So that's David, Andrew, and Craig, isn't it? And you all arrived on time. Yes, we did design a new remote control. As you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief. As it were. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
I just got the project announcement, but mm-hmm. What the project is that? Designing the remote control. That's what it
is.
Yeah, that everybody got. Okay. Yeah. So we're going to have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process. Three times. And at this point, you get to try out the whiteboard over there. So you get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So, who would like to go
first?
Very good.
All right. So. This one here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very nice. All right. My favorite animal is like a beagle. favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And, yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. So this is Blue Beagle, my family's Beagle.
Right. Lovely.
My favorite animal would be a monkey.
And the small, cute, and furry. And when Planet of the Apes becomes real, I'm going to be up there with them.
Cool.
There's too much gear.
You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to discuss. Well, we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay.
I could have told you a whole lot more about beagles.
Okay, so well, I'd have to get you up again. I don't know what mine is. I'm going to have to think on the spot more.
impressionist.
Can't draw.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know, it's just the first animal I can think of off the top of my head. Yes, big reason is because I'm allergic to most animals. Allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kind of like whales. They come in and go, eat everything in sight. And they're quite harmless and mild and interesting.
Okay. I still don't know what I'm going to write about.
Superb sketch, by the way.
Tail's a bit bigger, I think.
I was going to choose a dog as well, but I just draw a different kind of dog.
Yeah.
My favourite animal is my own dog at home. That doesn't really look like him, actually. He looks more like a pig, actually. Oh, well.
I see a dog in there.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, that's very good of you.
Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. And what do I like about him? That's just to suggest that his tail wags. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he can doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail. Well, this is quite amusing.
Is he aware that this is his own tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. He only does it after he's had his dinner. And he'll just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail.
It's an after dinner dog then.
Yeah.
Probably so when he was little, he got lots of attention for doing it. And
yeah,
has forever been conditioned.
Maybe. Right, where did you find this? Just down here? Mm. Okay. What are we doing next? Okay, we now need to discuss the project finance. So according to the brief, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically, all right. Okay. So cost, like production cost, is
altogether
$12.50. But selling price is that wholesale or retail, like on the shelf?
I don't know. I imagine that's a good
question. Our sale.
Yeah. I imagine it probably is our sale actually, because it's probably up to the retailer to sell it for whatever price they want. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yes.
I think it will. Mm-hmm.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there is, like with DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff. Yeah.
Frequencies or something.
Yeah, okay.
As well as characters, different keypad styles and symbols.
Yeah. Well, for remote control, do you think that will be? I suppose it depends on how complicated our remote control is.
That does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, international, on the topic of price. I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another it'll be different. So,
well, just in terms of the wealth of the country, how much money people have to spend on things,
or just like basic product positioning. a 25 euro remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece. Who knows?
That's interesting. Like that. Yeah. Marketing.
Yeah.
Good marketing thoughts. Oh gosh, I should be writing all this down.
Right away, I'm making some kind of assumptions about what information we're given here, thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic, something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, is selling 25 euros, is that sort of is this going to be like the premium product?
Like how much does, you know, a remote control cost?
Uh-huh.
Well, 25 euro, I mean, that's about like £18 or something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, is it as much as that? 16, 17, £18.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know
how
good a remote control that would get you.
Yeah.
but yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool,
mm-hmm,
and gimmicky. Right. Okay. Let me just scoot on ahead here. Okay. Does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do we have any other background information on like how that compares to other?
No, actually, that would be useful though, wouldn't it? If you knew like
what
your money would get you now.
Mm. Yeah, interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something. Yeah. Just
5 minutes to end of meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sort of like, how do you, I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Or another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
My parents went and bought remote controls because they got fed up with having 4 or 5 different remote controls for each.
Right.
Times.
Right.
So
okay.
It was just how many devices is it control.
Right, so in function, one of the priorities might be
to
combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of our remote control? Do you know,
I think so.
Do your satellite and your regular telly and your VCR and everything?
Well, like maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're gone from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So like, I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control market, such as the lighting in your house, or
even like, you know, notes about what you want to watch. Like you might put in there, oh, I want to watch such and such.
Yeah.
And look, that's a good idea.
And
so extra functionality.
Yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player, so they all work, actually function together. But I have different remote controls for each of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of ironic that in their you know, the sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's got its own little part.
Okay. I'm going to have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
finding them is a major pain, you know. I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right, it's sitting behind the couch, or it's under the table.
Yeah.
You get these ones where you can, if you like whistle or make a really high-pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think?
I'm sure.
Okay, maybe.
I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable, actually the cable between it and the TV, and big, like, buttons that sort of, like on a blender or something.
My goodness.
And, you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better, but actually it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table.
Still
maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe so, like a touch screen or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever would be technologically reasonable.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
it could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days, things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know.
Yeah.
Nicer materials and.
Okay.
Might be.
Okay.
Be worth exploring. Yeah.
Right. Well. So just to wrap up, the next meeting is going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So, in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on. You know, the actual working design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For our user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. And marketing executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what requirements it has to fulfill. And you'll all get instructions emailed to you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got that little message a lot sooner than I thought I would, so.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here, we were given sort of an example of a coffee machine or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
there's a cap there, so
okay.
depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's the main factor.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. thank you all for coming. God, I hope that was what they wanted us to do. Right.
Great.
How do you turn this thing off? Is it function and there we go.
So.
I think if you can just leave it on maybe and then
fry the bulb.
Oh god, this has turned itself off.
Try pushing the function and F8.
Uh-huh. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's just toggling this way.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Right.
This is all very high tech, I must say.
I know, isn't it? I don't know, like, do you guys go back to your, where you're working and stuff? Okay.
So.
Right.
Lots of unplugging. Good thing we don't have a catheter. Kind of what it feels like.
Okay. You're not unplugging, so.
Too many wires.
I have to do a design project next semester. This is quite good training.
What courses are you taking?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, SDP.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Computer design, operating systems, ABS.
Next semester.
Oh, next semester? Computer security, computer architecture, something else. I don't know.
Is yeah,
there
no.
Sorry?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, not there, nothing.
There you go.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how it's supposed to go.
Well, as long as you are, it's just the answer. Dressing as
I wasn't expecting the 5 minutes.